This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I just got off a One Friends reunion. No, not the TV show from the 90s, but the friends that you get together with from time to time, like at the Truth About Cancer this past weekend. And we're going to do another Friends reunion this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show with our good friend Brian Hooker, Ph.D., Dr. Hooker. And don't make fun of his name. He's nothing but awesome and super intelligent. And he has revisited the MMR vaccine linked to autism that the CDC claims doesn't exist, despite the whistleblower William Thompson saying, maybe it does. We're going to revisit that with him as well this hour, as well as a look at the microbiome of macaques as it relates to the vaccine schedule in the 20th century to the vaccine schedule of the 21st century, here specifically in the United States. That's coming up, but first we're going to fast. Super Don, I hope you haven't eaten yet. How are you doing on your fast today? Did you fast today at all?
Was I supposed to? I didn't get that memo.
With a topic like intermittent fasting, you're the one that set the topic to me.
That doesn't mean I have to. Just because we're going to talk about fasting doesn't mean I fasted today.
You know what? You don't need a memo.
I would wither and blow away if I didn't eat. So.
Well, every story you do, you have to do something related to it, or else it's not authentic.
Oh, really? Is that the new standard?
Right.
Holy crap. Our show is definitely going to change that.
So tomorrow there will not be a story about coffee enemas. I'm guaranteeing that.
No, but we'll be talking about coffee all day. It'll be an all coffee show.
Drinking coffee show. That's right. All right. Well, folks, intermittent fasting is something I could not for the life of me do for much of my life, my young life. When I was chronically ill, minerally deficient, allergic, gut, inflamed, all of that stuff. And I liken the accomplishments of my recovery. You can measure them in stages, because people always ask me, how do you know when you're well? Robert, how do I know when to stop taking it? There's always that question. How will I know? How will I know? I think Whitney Houston will come out and sing for us. How will I know? And I think, yes. Wow, we are so disconnected from our own body signals, our communication, that we need an expert to tell us about our own bodies. That's why they say go to a doctor. Now, the doctors are not really experts in your body. They might know pathology. They might know some physiology and anatomy and things, but they don't necessarily know nutrition and how the body metabolizes food and why it may be difficult to impossible for some of us to fast when others can go, a whole day and they forget to eat because they're not hungry. What does that mean? Now, in the transition from the days of hypoglycemia, where I had to eat many small meals throughout the day just to keep going, there was a point in time when working with homeopathy, working with a better organic diet that was more mineral rich, I was taking minerals as well, including what NADADOC calls the missing link now. We used to call it Traceman 74, but I was taking that years ago. And, of course, having access to remedies for my pancreas, which is related to, of course, production of insulin, blood sugar regulation, energy utilization. And so I was taking homeopathic lycopodium and homeopathic iris. And this would help me with my hypoglycemia when I was like, oh, man, I can't go. I got to eat again. I can't wait, right? And Super Don, have you ever felt cravings? I mean, honestly, let's say, I got to eat. I'm hangry.
Sure.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And those are symptoms of hypoglycemia. Now, some have argued, well, you need to eat small little bits all of the time, and that's the best way to go. I'm thinking, no, that's not the best way to go. In fact, I talk a bit about that in the upcoming fasting. What is it called? A webinar, seminar? What am I involved in here, Superdog, coming up?
It is called the Fasting Transformation Summit, and this is actually coming up next month, January 14th through the 20th. And this is one of those really cool summits. They happen a lot now. It's really a cool thing, and this is being put on by David Jockers.
Yes, and Dr. Jockers. Good buddy.
Dr. Jockers. He's going to be interviewing a whole bunch of experts, including I can't say yours truly. That would be me. But you are going to be one of a bunch of different guests that are going to be that summit, and you can start registering now.
Yes, free to register. Sign up, and maybe it's the first you're hearing of it. Super Don has the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you will learn a lot about it. In fact, you know, as I'm giving you a little sneak preview of it right now, because the whole idea of, you have to eat a little bit, small meals throughout the day, that's the best way to go. You know, it takes energy to digest your food. And it's not a good plan to always engage your digestive system. It's designed to work and then rest. Work and then rest. Utilize the meal, eat, and let it do its job as your body assimilates, hopefully, the good things that are only in there and none of the bad things because you're on an organic, non-GMO diet. Not like I grew up on, right? And so if you look at the inability to fast, and I'm not even talking about a 21-day fast. Let's just talk about you eat dinner the previous night in the evening, and you don't eat till like the middle of the next day or maybe middle afternoon. And that happens to me a lot where I'm not really hungry. I'll go to 2 or 3 in the afternoon, maybe wait till dinner. And it isn't like I planned to do it, but I'm cool with it. And I could never do that when I was younger. And why? What is the main reason? The main reason is a lack of minerals that facilitate the utilization of stored energy. Because if you eat that which you don't need immediately should be stored, maybe in the fat cells or elsewhere, but somewhere so it can be utilized later. Because throughout, let's go paleo on you, okay? This idea, you know, some people take paleo and mean eat a whole cow every day. But if we look back at our ancestors going back thousands and thousands of years, that was a rare thing. If you can bring down a big animal, you'd eat for a while and you'd eat a lot, but then you might have to fast for a while till you can get your next meal. Now, it might be the berries and things. That's true. It's possible. But the concept was your body knew what to do with the food that you gave it when it got it, and it stored it, and then it could relinquish the stored energy very simply, easily, ably. We don't see a lot of that capacity today because we're lacking in the minerals necessary to provide for that metabolic necessity, metabolic normalcy to occur. And of all the minerals that we've talked about here, the number one mineral, you probably already know it, Super Don, in terms of energy utilization is, this is Super Don's moment to shine.
You have to do that. I had the earphone out of my ear there. Repeat the question.
No. You have to guess what I was. No, I'm kidding. You're not going to have to guess.
Oh, okay.
So
sorry.
I'm kind of honing down from a broad-based perspective to say, what is the key mineral that we talk about all of the time here that is required for energy utilization? To deliver and relinquish, to bring energy back out of the cells, what is
chromium.
That key mineral? Yes, it is the chromium molecule.
Yes. Yes.
And so what happens if you cannot fast? It means something. It means you are deficient in chromium. Now, we've talked about the right form of chromium over the years here, so hopefully you'll go back and listen to some of our shows with Not a Doc. It's the whole food, 100% whole food form, innate response chromium. If you begin to take 100 micrograms, 3, maybe 4 times a day, you will eventually begin to break the cycle of not being able to last even an hour or two between meals. I was there. I don't know, Super Don, your history. We've talked about this off and on over the years. Do you have a tendency over your past, do you remember times when it was really difficult to make it from meal to meal? Or has it been an easy thing for you?
Yeah, no. I mean, it comes and goes. As I've gotten older, I've noticed that things have changed somewhat to where it is, you know, that it's harder for me to skip meals now than it used to be.
Okay. Harder for you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
are you Are you doing the chromium every day? Are you out of chromium? What's going on?
I am out of chromium, as a
matter. That would explain it, see? We know. We find out how and why. But the point of it, I brought back that question that people ask me all the time. How will I know when?
Yes.
How will I know when I can do it? Because your body will tell you. You're not going to feel the cravings, the hunger, the hangriness, supposedly. So I mentioned Lycopodium and Iris. It wasn't until I got the 100% whole food GTF chromium that suddenly it was like the massive leap of, oh, my gosh, I can go, you know, a whole day and I'm fine. Even exercising. I mean, I get up and have an intense exercise program and still not be hungry till the middle of the day. Now, the idea, of course, of fasting is that you get, you know, all of your food, and you become efficient at utilizing that energy, storing that energy, and pulling out the stored energy, just like our ancestors did. They didn't have access to the 7-Eleven or whatever, you know, corner store, even the corner health food store, where you could just grab and go, grab and go, grab and go. That's not part of our historical genetic lineage if we talk about it in that context. So I am of the perspective that intermittent fasting is something that is normal to the human and animal world, but very abnormal to the Western world, where we have easy access to all kinds of food, particularly refined carbohydrates that lack the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, particularly the chromium, that facilitates the proper use of energy without going into spikes, plunges, you know, that kind of thing, where you suddenly you have this, oh my gosh, I've got so much sugar, I'm going crazy. And then you go to, oh man, I've got nothing left, and I'm going to die if I don't get something to eat right now. Of course, a lot of violent behavior and activity can come from hypoglycemia. I've argued that many of the school shooters over the years, not only are they on psychotropic drugs, but they're also hypoglycemic. They lack the chromium, and so the hypoglycemic scenario manifests as the higher brain functions, right? The human cognition and intelligence and ability to know right from wrong is being starved out. And all of the vital systems are being activated at that point only, being fed only. So the brain stem, the animal brain takes over. And the animal brain knows not from right and wrong. And when humans are hypoglycemic, they can do some pretty violent, nasty things in a desperation attempt. And of course, I've mentioned this over the years as well, a lot of addiction stems from chromium deficiency. Those cravings displaced, misplaced, and we grab for addictive substances, whether it be cigarettes or illicit drugs, hard drugs, or even alcohol. All right,
or Oreos.
Or Oreos. Oh, of course. Yes. That's the classic response to hypoglycemia. Well, intermittent fasting, the summit is coming up January. Sign up right now. Me, RSB, going to be featured in it. Thanks to Dr. David Jockers. We'll get him on to talk about in a while as well. Brian Hooker coming up next, talking vaccines and autism.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show. All right, back at it. Long overdue for his return, his triumphant return to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Our good buddy, our pal, Professor Brian Hooker. Brian, welcome back, my friend.
It is so good to be back. I'm sorry it's been so long. I like that you announced me with a flourish, with triumphant entry, because we are celebrating that I got a paper published in a peer-reviewed journal, and so I'm really excited about that. Imagine that, vaccine safety science actually being out in the public domain in in a peer-reviewed scientific journal, and so I'm very excited to talk about that today, and this happens to be a paper that I tried to get published, did get published about 4 years ago, and unfortunately the publication was retracted 4 years ago. So,
and we covered that here on the show, all the reasons they claimed it needed to be retracted versus realities, and here you are working all those years, and of course I tease you for not being here every day, like you don't work, you don't teach, you don't research, you don't publish. Of course you do. You're a busy guy. But the need to further investigate MMR vaccine autism relationship, that's the basis for, I guess, coming back to the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, all the things that led to the Vaxxed movie, of course, from cover-up to catastrophe. And how was it that you were able to then rework the data once again, or review it and then resubmit it to another journal, that they took it up and said, yes, we need to get this out there?
Well, it has been been kind of a long, drawn-out process. There were several near misses along the way in terms of journals and other publications that were interested. At one point, this was going to be a book chapter in a large book that was targeted on vaccine safety and controversies in vaccine safety, and the book, the entire book project was pulled by its publishers. This happened about 2 years ago. And, you know, in the background, while I've been trying to get this published, I also expanded my analysis. The original analysis that I worked with the CDC whistleblower Bill Thompson on was specifically the effect for African American males, which still stands. I still stand by the fact that when you analyze the data, these are data that I got directly from the CDC. When you analyze those data, there is a statistically significant, strong relationship between the timing of the MMR vaccine and autism incidents, specifically in African American males. But in addition, I've added several analyses to that, and going back to the original paper that the CDC published, where the CDC covered up the relationship. This was a paper that was published in 2004 by Frank DiStefano, Colleen Boyle, Marcia Lynn Jurgen Alsop, Bill Thompson, and another researcher who is no longer at the CDC. Her name is Tanya Basin. And so these originally, according to the whistleblower, statistically significant relationships were seen in doing this analysis and then were covered up by CDC researchers before any of the, you know, before any of the research was published. There was a concerted effort in 2002 to hide all of this information, to hide the African American male effect, to hide other effects that were seen. And so that information never made it to the light of day until, you know, my paper was published in 2014, retracted, and now republished in 2018.
Now, I remember that they excluded some of the folks because they didn't have a birth certificate, which was curious to me. Is like, what did that have in terms of relevance to making the data good or not good? And, you know, you put them back in there because I think there was no reason to pull them.
There was no reason to pull the information. When the analysis was presented in the journal Pediatrics in 2004, it included African Americans, only the African Americans that had a valid state of Georgia birth certificate. So, in other words, if they didn't have a birth certificate or if they weren't born in the state of Georgia, then they were excluded in that analysis. And the CDC said, well, the race information wasn't available for those particular individuals, which was absolute rubbish. The race information was available in their school records.
Yeah, and you wanted to delineate not because of any negative context in terms of the science, but what it could tell us positively about a potential link that could be alarming to a subset of the population. And we're going to get into that. What is that link? What is new that we didn't already know when he originally reanalyzed the data? And now that it's published again, what new have we learned? Stick around. More with Brian Hooker on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
The president says he'll decide on his next chief of staff soon. Nick Ayers, Vice President Pence's chief of staff, was thought to be a top contender to replace outgoing chief of staff John Kelly, although he bowed out in the running. Kelly will be staying on, though, until the end of the year. Maria Butina, the accused Russian spy, has reached a plea deal with the Justice Department. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo tells Fox News,
"It looks like she really was not relevant in any way to the Mueller investigation. That's why it's out in public and they're doing the plea agreement."
Multiple sources are also reporting that Butina will be charged with not registering as a foreign agent, to which Yoo says,
"These are relatively small charges. If she were a serious target, a serious spy, if we were talking about major espionage, for example, the conversing from China, you would not just be charging her with, you know, failure to register as a foreign lobbyist."
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In case you missed it, we were talking poop on the break with Professor Brian Hooker. And we'll talk about it on radio, too, momentarily. But first and foremost, we got to dive not into the poop, but dive into his reanalysis of the DiStefano paper talking about the MMR vaccine given on time or early. And we talked about the increased incidence and risk for autism among the young African-American males. And yet, you know, they went after that paper. They couldn't afford to have that kind of information get out, Brian. And yet you reanalyze the reanalysis, and you've got it published again. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Let's go and reveal the things that, you know, you learned the first time, then you reanalyzed. Let's say, did you screw up on anything earlier, or did it only give you more information that validated what you had found earlier?
what, actually the latter, and what I was able to do was look at several other effects that were skirted by in the original DiStefano paper. One of the things that was very prominently displayed and actually talked about in the movie Vaxxed, which I was able to reanalyze, was what's called isolated autism, or another word for that is autism without mental retardation. And when the original authors from the CDC looked at autism without mental retardation, these were children that had an IQ of 70 or above, they saw a strong statistically significant relationship between that type of autism and the timing of the first MMR vaccine. And indeed, these children, which, you know, what would these days we actually call it, there's a word for it, autism light. Mm-hmm. We see more autism light, and they actually saw a strong statistically significant relationship. These are children who have normal intelligence but still have the social emotional deficit, and the CDC actually saw this same effect. But again, what they did was they, instead of looking at the total sample of children that they had, this had nothing to do with African American males. It's a complete, you know, sort of gender and race cross section. But they saw the same effect, and when they saw that particular effect showing that there was a type of autism that appeared to be related to the MMR vaccine timing, they reverted back to what's called the birth certificate sample, and they tossed out children just because they didn't have a valid state of Georgia birth certificate.
Still, as you say this, Brian, I'm just not catching the logic of why would you exclude, why would that be in what do they call it? An exclusionary? What's the word? I've just lost the word in the literature when you say criteria, an exclusion criteria.
Yeah, you just call it exactly an exclusion criteria is all you would term that. And the reason why they excluded those children is specifically because they didn't like the results that they got.
Okay, and so it was a decision based on an outcome that they didn't like, rather than, oh my gosh, we have a study design defect, this will correct it.
Right. There was no design defect. The design defect was introduced when they tossed out all of those records that didn't have a valid state of Georgia birth certificate. And in statistics, the larger the number of the sampling, the larger, you know, the number of children that you can consider, that's always better because it drives more precise, more statistically significant relationships and more possibilities that you can find these statistically significant relationships. So when you start to toss out large portions of your sample, you know, large amounts of children, then you lose what's called statistical power. And that's exactly what they want to do. They want to lose the power to see these relationships. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when they saw these relationships back in 2001, they had their oh crap moment, and they decided that they would start to toss out records until these statistically significant relationships would go away.
Well, and remember, that was the basis for the movie Vax, From Cover Up to Catastrophe.
Right.
The reanalysis of the data, once again, now published in the peer-reviewed literature, is showing similar or even more of an effect and impact, as we're learning from Dr. Brian Hooker here today on the show. Now, you got access to the raw data through Freedom of Information Act requests. Again, remind everybody and give people that information who have never heard this before.
I actually got the raw data through what's called a data use agreement directly with the CDC. It was better than a Freedom of Information Act request because, you know, I've submitted lots and lots of these, what they're called, you know, by the abbreviation FOIA requests to the CDC, and it takes years for them to respond. This was what was called a data use agreement, and I literally sent the CDC an email 1 month, and about 3 weeks later, I had the data in hand. So CDC, I had to sign off. They had to approve my proposal, which they did, on how I was going to work with the data. I had to sign off a non-disclosure agreement, which stated that I would not share the data, not the results, but the data itself with other researchers, which I never have shared that data. Mm-hmm. And so I was able, these are the same numbers, the exact same numbers. I get, you know, a lot of the astroturfers and a lot of the right. trolls on the other side always accuse me of manipulating the numbers or using different data. No, these are the exact same data that the CDC had. I'm following their analysis plan because Dr. Thompson shared with me their analysis plan, and I'm just publishing what they originally did back in 2001, 2002, before they covered up these results.
Well, thank you for sharing it that way, because I wanted to be sure everybody understands that this is the exact data that the CDC had to work with their original outcome that they didn't like, where they altered it and started excluding those with no birth certificates. Now, you mentioned one form of autism independent of other things. Let's go back briefly, if you will, on the young African-American male issue, if there's that cohort or subset. And that was such that we saw an increased risk of autism in those young African-American males if they were given the vaccine on the schedule timing or early.
Right. On the schedule, the schedule at that point in time was I believe it's still the same, anywhere between 12 months and 18 months of age for the MMR vaccine. And the cutoff that I used, which was statistically significant, was a 36-month cutoff. So I was comparing African-American males that got the vaccine before 36 months versus those that got the vaccine after 36 months. And what I saw was that those that got the vaccine before 3 years of age, not just those that got it on time, but even those that got it up to 3 years of age, were about roughly three times more likely to get an autism diagnosis.
So once again, not only was there a statistically significant relationship between the MMR and autism, but there was an increased risk for a subset of individuals, in this case, the African-American male. And, you know, we talked about this controversy, and, you know, we even had Darla Shine tweet about it, who's the wife of Bill Shine, who's now up for White House direct, maybe chief of staff, perhaps. There's rumors that he might be up there. So we know that Trump knows a lot of this stuff. There's no question about it.
Right.
But yet, I don't look to the federal government to correct what it screwed up in the first place. Some would argue purposefully. Certainly, the trashing of data that happened at the CDC was not an accident. They had to be very conscious of it. And as William Thompson admitted to you that he felt that this could be illegal, he saved that information, that data, for this very reason, because it could be a federal offense.
The CDC will do nothing about this. The CDC investigated itself. I actually filed a complaint with the Office of Research Integrity with the Department of Health and Human Services. And they said, oh, CDC is going to do an internal investigation. I have the results of that investigation, and basically the CDC has come back and said, no, we didn't do anything wrong. Imagine that. The CDC investigated themselves, and they didn't find that they did anything wrong.
Not surprising, folks. That's why, again, if you rely on the federal government or any government agency to direct you to your health care or your diet or nutrition, you're asking for trouble, folks. There's a lot of corruption there, deceit, lying, and, of course, there's an agenda because there's a lot of money and economic power involved in accepting the status quo or promoting even more vaccines through the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which, by the way, once they get their vaccine on the childhood recommended schedule, there is no longer any risk of liability should they harm, injure, or kill you or your loved ones. That's a significant statement. I'm not making it up. It's right there in the 1986 Act that resulted in the what I call the unconstitutional vaccine court, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. So
not only that, but they stand to make billions of dollars per year by getting
right.
that vaccine on the schedule.
Yep, indeed. All right, so let's go to part two of our discussion. We have a couple of minutes left with you about a primate study, the macaques. They said, let's check the vaccination's impact on gut flora, which is an intriguing study because we are now learning more about the corruption of the microbiome from, you know, even going back to Andy Wakefield and the MMR saying, hey, there's something going on here. There's inflammation in the gut. How can we find out if vaccines do something bad here?
This was a study by Hasegawa et al. And the primary researcher was a principal investigator by the name of Laura Hewitson. And it was done in conjunction with the University of California, Davis. And what was done was they were looking directly at the fecal material of these infant macaques and also juvenile macaques that were vaccinated. Some were unvaccinated, some were vaccinated using thimerosal-containing vaccines, and another set was vaccinated using the 2008 schedule, which predominantly did not have thimerosal-containing vaccines, but did have thimerosal through the infant flu shot. And so they looked at these three different groups of individual macaques, and they said, we're finding no statistically significant difference in the microbiome or the fecal bacteria in any of these three groups.
Well, real quick, Brian, are they off the hook based on this study finding?
No. They did a very, very cursory look. They didn't look at any of what I would consider would be the consistent biomarkers of things like developmental disorders, things like autism. You know, the gold standard is what's called a GI panel, and they did not do a GI panel. They did a simple, very, very broad brush genetic test, and they basically saw that the major constituents in poop, you know, which are like E. coli, are consistent in each one of these in each one of these groups of macaques. And also, they didn't look at enough monkeys in their system was so small.
This is a good point, Brian. You said there were only 12 monkeys that actually got the vaccine scheduled. 16 were not getting it. And if you have a 1 in 36 at the time of autism incidence, you don't have enough to get even one based on what we're trying to study and learn. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life.
change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yesterday I sprayed some silver hydrosol up my nose. Today I sprayed it in my eye, just for everybody on YouTube to watch me do it, because they think, oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can. And you can use silver and aloe to heal the gut. That's part of the protocol revealed in Unlock the Power to Heal, a book I wrote with Ty Bollinger many years ago now, but still just as good as the day it was written. Still just as great as the day I met him, Professor Brian Hooker, maybe even better. And here to wrap up the analysis of the latest macaque study and gastrointestinal microbiome issues, another study designed to fail. How do you put the period on the end of that sentence?
Well, you said it very, very succinctly before the break. When you have autism as 1 in 36, and then you have your treatment groups only have 12 monkeys in it, and your control group has 16 monkeys in that, there's no way you're going to find an effect, a 1 in 36 effect. So, you know, at the get-go, when they were designing the experiment, before they even looked at the monkey's poop, they knew that they were not going to see an effect. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that they looked at what's called a 16S sequence. It's a DNA sequence that describes the particular genus of the microorganism, but only those microorganisms that you find in a very, very high population, those main constituents of poop. And when you're looking at the gut of, like, an affected child, like my own son, you're looking at things that are much more rare and are much in much smaller quantities, and that you can't identify at the genus level. You're looking at things like candida yeast. You're looking at things like Clostridia bacteria. And the only way that you would find that is if you would do what's called the GI panel test on those monkeys. I don't know why they didn't do it, but the biggest reason
Yeah,
they didn't do it just because they didn't want to find those particular things.
Right, and then they would be asked to withdraw their study, just like they told you had to withdraw yours because you found something very inconvenient to them. Now, what else is inconvenient? OCD. OCD, but not the kind of OCD y'all think it is. Super Don found this earlier today and sent it to me and just was wondering my perspective on it. And there's apparently an online retailer that sells pajamas with OCD on it. But the OCD that they spell out is not obsessive compulsive disorder, but it's obsessive Christmas disorder. Now, I don't know if this means you're obsessed with shopping, you're obsessed with Christmas lights. I don't know what it means, Super Don. Reveal it to us so we can assess what kind of OCD this is.
Well, I think it's just people who are just very tongue-in-cheek, obsessed with Christmas. They love Christmas, they love the holidays and the gift-giving and the decorations and et cetera, et cetera. So, listen, it was just kind of a novelty T-shirt. You know, it's got a picture of you know, like a Christmas ornament and, you know, antlers and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I
like
see
that.
It here, but they've withdrawn it based on the outrage from people
This one retailer, I think it's funny, the name of the retailer is Boohoo.com.
Boohoo.
And I'm thinking, well, oh, Boohoo, you
right.
really had a problem with this?
Bah humbug, so, you can't have a T-shirt that says something that offends you?
Obsessive, yeah, apparently some people got offended because they said that it makes light of a real mental illness and a problem, and that it kind of like sidelines the seriousness of the condition. And at first glance, I was kind of like, oh, geez, here we go again, right? You know, everybody's offended about everything. But then on the other hand, I don't know. I don't have OCD. I don't think I know anybody in particular who does. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is something that it could be offensive. You know,
let's go to our professor, Brian Hooker, who's a college professor as well, and he's got to deal with what we call snowflakes. I think a lot of the snowflakes are damaged from vaccines. I say that often. But, you know, this idea that freedom of speech is not allowed anymore because somebody gets a little offended and Boohoo.com says we can't sell the OCD shirts anymore. Ryan, what's your take on this?
It's such a crying shame. I mean, I am admitted, I need a 12-step program for Christmas. I am that into Christmas.
You have obsessive Christmas disorder then. Okay.
I do. I have obsessive Christmas disorder, and I'd really contend that, and you know, those people that are so offended by obsessive Christmas disorder because maybe their little OCD feelings get hurt, they probably need to get more therapy, or you know, maybe they need to get some homeopathy because obviously they've struck a nerve.
Yes. Well, I think those with OCD, the real kind, not the obsessive Christmas disorder. It's not really a disorder. I mean, you love Christmas. That's fun. You can have fun with that. But those with OCD that have a problem with the other form of OCD need CBD. How about that? Go get it.
Oh,
our friends at CB Sciences will get it for you. Plus CBDOil.com, 15% off with the code RSB15. We got Dr. Rashid Batar coming up next. We're going to go advanced medicine on you. I don't know how we're going to top what we just did with Brian Hooker, but we're going to try because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today.
ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.